Texas state lawmaker Susanna Hupp has traveled around the country pushing for concealed carry laws. When she talks to legislators, she tells them the story of what drew her to the cause in the first place. In 1991, Hupp and her parents were in a cafeteria when a man drove his car through a glass window, got out, and started shooting.
This guy was just going to go from one person to the next, take aim, pull the trigger. Go to the next one, take aim, pull the trigger.
Before police arrived, the gunman would kill 23 people, including Hupp's parents. Hupp had a gun in her car at the time, not in her purse, where she says it should have been. Back then, Texas did not allow people to carry concealed weapons.
I said it then, and I'll say it again. I was mad as hell at my legislators because I felt they had legislated me out of the right to protect myself and my family.
Hupp favors laws like the one Wisconsin legislators are considering again that would grant people concealed carry permits as long as they pay a fee, take training, and pass a criminal background check. Jerry Bonavia directs the Wisconsin anti-violence effort, one of the chief lobbyists against concealed carry. She says there's no way to tell whether a gun would have stopped the mass shooting Hupp lived through.
There are heartbreaking anecdotes that kind of hold up both sides of these issues. And although they are very emotional and they move me a great deal, I don't think that can be the sole basis of public policy.
Bonavia says what's certain is that there would be more guns on the street, and she thinks this would place more people in danger. She cites statistics that show states that allow people to conceal firearms have more gun-related deaths than those who restrict concealed carry. Proponents say that doesn't necessarily mean there are more gun crimes. They call the stat meaningless and say it's more telling that concealed carry states see their violent crime rates go down. Some in law enforcement worry about how the law would be implemented in Wisconsin. Oregon, Wisconsin Police Chief Doug Pettit testified against the plan. He says it would put officers in a difficult situation if they pull people over who have legal concealed carry permits.
Officers are trained to react in an immediate, direct manner if a weapon is observed, and they are not going to wait to dialogue with the driver about their legal right to carry the weapon.
Pettit urged lawmakers to consider requiring concealed carry applicants to get fingerprinted and present a photo ID. He also called on them to give police the list of everyone who gets a concealed carry permit. The measure sponsors say that would infringe on gun owners' rights. Pettit also cautioned that just because a person has training to use one type of handgun, it doesn't mean that they'll be qualified to use another. National Rifle Association lobbyist Darren Lasort says it's not that complicated.
Handguns aren't that tough to operate. They really aren't. Driving motor vehicles on our public roadways is so much more complicated, and we all take it for granted. A little bit of training is all you need to get the job done.
The Assembly and Senate Criminal Justice Committees could vote later this week to advance this proposal to the full legislature. Governor Jim Doyle vetoed a similar plan last session. Wisconsin is one of only four states that don't allow any residents to carry concealed weapons. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.